This is Ian Gregg with CFUR Radio 88.7 FM, following up with part 2 of 2, documenting the March of a Million for Children rally and the No Space for Hate counter demonstration. Here in part 2, the voices present at the March of a Million for Children are contrasted with those at No Space for Hate. Later in the day, around 4 p.m., a crowd gathered at City Hall to demonstrate during the No Space for Hate rally, countering the March for a Million demonstration that took place in the same spot earlier in the day. The crowd gathered, coordinator and MC Jean-Michel Baptiste began, a donation of food by local company Daydream Donuts was made known, a series of speakers, also coordinated by Prince George Physicians Against Hate, started to address the crowd. The sound of honking heard earlier in the day entered this scene and tried to interrupt the proceedings. Despite all the excitement, attendee Sam Wall took a moment to express why they felt it was important to attend this counter-demonstration.
I think what's important to remember, especially for a lot of the adults, is that all the LGBTQ adults that you may see, they were all kids once. We know what it's like to feel like we're not included, like our rights don't matter, our opinions don't matter, and who we want to be doesn't matter.
Do you feel that if you've grown up in a school system that had some educational material available that would have helped you in your journey, just made it less difficult?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It felt to me like there was just like nowhere in the world that I could see anything to do with myself. Everything was gray. It was just sort of this darkness without any light, any color, any rainbows. And I definitely think that, yes, it would have helped me at that time. I grew up in Prince George. I went to elementary and high school here in like the 90s and 2000s. So I know what it was like. Yeah.
How does it feel to come down here today and find a lot of support for your community and just seeing your community all together in one place?
It never ceases to make me feel fantastic and just happy to see how many people do care about this, how many people are willing to take their time out of their day just to be here and show that we're supported, because sometimes you can feel pretty alone as the person who's being hated on or the group that's being hated on. So I think allies being here is incredibly, incredibly important.
In between speaking, as they moved through the crowd, an individual made their way to the stage and attempted to speak against the crowd. They were led off the stage by RCMP officers present, and the demonstration continued. After things had settled down, another voice in the crowd, Tori, added further perspective.
I work down the road, and I just have no time for nonsense.
Roughly how many people do you think were here?
A few hundred for sure. Yeah.
Did you feel like there is presence of local organizations, local businesses that were supporting this as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, well, you had the group hosting the Physicians Against Hate. And then, yeah, I just feel like it was actually very representative of like the community that I know in this town, the community that like I haven't seen a lot of these faces all in one place in a really long time. So it was really nice to see people that I know and to see how much fun everyone was having. So yeah, I think this is absolutely representative of like the PG that I know and love. It was here today for sure.
If the movement that you're advocating for right now were to fail, what do you think the long picture term looks like for Canada, for Prince George?
Like a pretty swift descent into totalitarianism and fascism, I think, to put it lightly. Like, that's basically it. But I also, we're winning. I find it ridiculous that we still have to show up to things like this. To me, this is not a question. This is not anyone's business except for the people whose lives are like directly affected. And I just feel like there's so much else that we could be worried about or maybe putting this angst and energy towards. Like, you know, I heard the guy with the horns yelling at someone about the cost of living, and I was like, yeah, man, but you know who's not setting the price of anything? Trans kids. Like, I kind of wish they would, because then groceries might be cheaper, or like housing might be cheaper. To me, these are the big things that we need to be worrying about. I absolutely think everyone needs to feel safe and included, obviously. But I think if this were to fail, yeah, a lot of things would have to be wrong for this to fail. And so that would mean like a pretty miserable and bleak state of things.
It could be said that at both demonstrations, something fundamental to the attendees' values was perceived to be under threat or could be taken away. While all the people I encountered expressed their thoughts with sincerity, it felt as though the information that informed these feelings to resist indoctrination at the March of a Million had somehow become flawed or exaggerated. When compared with School District 57 school calendar and a statement from Prince George Teachers Association, voices at the No Space for Hate rally expressed the need for clarity and the need for acceptance. Educator in Prince George, Tess Healy, expresses this need on stage.
I listened to one of the proponents of the parental rights movement say that, quote, they shouldn't be pushing their sexual ideology into the classrooms. I don't push my ideology. Well, this guy doesn't understand ideology. The provision of well-tested, excellent educational materials is not an ideology. It is part of a difficult journey to become a part of approved curriculum. However, attempts to promote censorship and control with no evidence or base of rationale is an ideology. It's your movement that has no place in the classroom. Well-meaning parents believing the extreme positions being put forward, who think they are protecting their children from harm. It is you I want to speak to. It is you I want the message from this counter-protest to reach. Because actually, you are exposing your kids to more harm, a more deadly risk. Yeah. They will kill themselves rather than disappoint you. They will fear your hatred and rejection. They fear you will turn on them and they will run away to be exploited and abused on the streets rather than live with your hate. Your love is conditional and risky. You are placing your children in harm's way and a harm from you. You should, we all should, love our children simply because they breathe.
Parents and adults of voting age on either side of this argument have the right and the ability to influence educational practices within their local school districts insofar as being able to elect school trustees to the Board of Representatives. Time will tell whether what was expressed on September 20th will further translate into representation within School District 57's Board of Education as those opportunities arise. As of now, elements of either side of this dialogue are present there.